Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murli of the 2nd of April 1970. The title is The Stage of Perfection. All of you have the thought within you of listening to Baba. What is inside Bab Dada? Bab Dada takes you beyond listening and speaking. Do you know how to go beyond sound in 1 second? Just as you come into sound so easily and quickly, in the same way, can you go beyond sound easily and quickly? What do you call yourselves? Master, Almighty, Authorities. At present, you have very little intoxication of being a master, almighty authority, and therefore the practical sparkle of the power of going beyond sound in 1 second and coming into sound in 1 second is not visible on your face. When you reach such stage, you will come into sound 1 moment and go beyond sound in the next. Only when this practice becomes simple and easy should you think that perfection has come. This is a sign of a perfect stage. All the effort will become easy. Everything is included in effort. The pilgrimage of remembrance and service are both included in effort. When you experience both to be easy, then you should understand that you are about to attain the stage of perfection. Those who have the stage of perfection will make less effort, yet attain greater success. At present, you have to make a lot of effort, and in comparison to that, there is little success. Today, Bab Dada was checking one special aspect on each one's face. Baba will see who receives a touching of what Bab Dada was checking. Since thought readers can check, can Master Almighty Authorities not do that? Those who have just had this patti were not given a paper, and so Baba is giving it today. All of you have passed, but one is to pass and the other is to pass with honors. Does the Pandav army remain in front of the Shaktis, or are some in the front and some at the back? Speaking to the brothers, Baba continued, "Are you in front of the Shaktis or behind them? Those who wish to race ahead cannot be stopped by anyone. Yes, you can be stopped by your own obstruction, but you cannot be stopped by anyone trying to stop you. In fact, for the Pandavas to remain at the back means to be in the front. Why do you stay at the back? Guards remain at the back. Are you the guards at the back or at the front? Which place do you like? Guards remain at the back and the guides stay in the front. So the guides are in the front anyway. The Pandavas have been made instrument guards and kept in the front to protect the Shaktis. Pandavas have to remain behind and put the Shaktis in the front. You mustn't become guides. You must become guards. When Pandavas become guides, there is chaos, and therefore the Pandav army has to become guards. In which line of effort makers are you? How many lines of effort makers are there? Now, Bab Dada is teaching you the study to become the Master Almighty Authorities, so that you can clearly understand anyone's stage or thoughts from their face. There wouldn't be any doubts either. you will be able to know them clearly. This is the final stage of the study. You were shown a little glimpse of that by the Sakar form at the end. Those who were with Baba in the Sakar form must have noted many such things. In the same way, all the children have to have the same stage number-wise. Only when you continue to make your stage like that will everyone clearly be able to see the final form and the future form of all of you from your faces. Until you become the image that grants vision in the corporeal form, there cannot be any visions. This is why the jewels that are close have to pay attention to all the subjects. The closer you are, the clearer you will be, and the clearer others will be in front of you. The more each one's effort becomes clear, so the clearer his reward also becomes, and all others become clear in front of him. To be clear means to be content. The more content you are, the clearer you will be. What words were used by the Sakar form in front of the children who were clear? Clean and honest. Those who are clean and honest are always clear. Those who have cleanliness and honesty are always clear. When there is cleanliness, everything is clearly visible. This lesson is the last lesson of the study in this patti. You have to become this example. Those who become an example in something receive extra marks as a result of that exam. You have to pay special attention to four subjects. One is the power of remembrance. The second is the power of love. The third is the power of cooperation. And the fourth is the power of tolerance. These four topics were the special subjects of this patti. What result did Bab Dada give in these four aspects? It is a result that pleases Baba. A little percentage is missing in all four powers being equal. There are all the four powers, but the percentage missing in all four is equal. So what was the result? You passed with a percentage of 75, but the missing 25% is the difference of all four powers being equal. Some especially have one power, and the others have another power. When all four powers are equal, then you can understand that you have become perfect. What will the future result be if we were to leave our body at this stage? Those who are such effort makers are at least courageous. So Bab Dada has also made a promise to the children. Those children who maintain courage will definitely receive help from Baba. If those who maintain such courage as they move along and continue to maintain that courage until the end, then such courageous children will also receive help. Because of receiving help in making the effort of removing the yoga of the intellect away from everyone else and staying in the remembrance of one, it will be easy at the end. Whether you receive the scholarship or not depends on maintaining courage until the end. The more you have courage over a long period of time, and that link over a long period is not broken, then the more you can gallop. If even now the link of courage breaks down due to one reason or another, then it will be difficult to claim the scholarship. If you maintain a link over a long period and until the end, then you can receive extra help. This is why Baba is making you make that last lesson firm. Until now, what was seen as a total result? You know how to become an in charge in the subject of service, but you know very little about how to charge the battery in the subject of remembrance. Do you understand? You saw the experience in the Sakar form. The Sakar form had the greatest responsibility in service. Children have so much less than that. Children have the duty of service, but the Sakar form had all the duties. He was the ocean of thoughts. He always had thoughts about his responsibilities. But even then, did you see him in the waves of the ocean or at the bottom of the ocean? Children know how to move along with the waves, but they do not know how to go to the bottom. You were told the easy method for that earlier. How you must practice coming into sound in 1 second, and then by becoming a master, almighty, authority and going beyond sound in 1 second. You must now practice doing something in 1 moment. No matter how many activities you have, the more you take a second and practice this, accordingly you will become the practical form. You have very little practice and therefore there isn't the practical form. But you must practice this. Sometimes moving along with the waves and sometimes being at the bottom of the ocean. Today, Baba was especially checking as to whether children have just as much tolerance power as they have courage. Bab Dada was seeing how much power you have to maintain courage and how much tolerance power you have. The more you are content and clear in all your effort, the more clear others will be in front of you. Now you have had the paper, you have also heard the result, but the question of the Pandavas still remains. How many lines of effort makers does Bab Dada have? You must be seeing your own line without looking at others. Or are you looking at yourself and not even seeing a line? One is the line of intense effort makers. The second is a line of effort makers. The third is a line of incognito effort makers. And the fourth is of those who are slack in effort. Now tell me, which line are you in? Now the time is to come very soon when you will not say the words, "I don't know." We know everything because we are the master, almighty authorities. All powers will become equal. And then we will become master, almighty authorities. You have this much faith in the Father. You also have an intellect that has faith. And so you will become victorious. You have faith in the intellect for the self and the Father. And so that would be called victory. Victory follows those who have faith in the intellect. They do not chase victory, but victory chases them. They even renounce the thought that they should become victorious. Are you such renunciates who have renounced everything? To be a renunciate who has renounced everything and a renunciate of all thoughts, not just the renunciation of all relationships, but also the renunciation of all thoughts. This is a stage of perfection. What is Bab Dada seeing? the stars of victory. So are you in Bap Dada's list of the stars of victory? Now, you have to follow Baba completely in all aspects in a very short time. You have to come as close as when someone makes a sound and it reaches you. Bap Dada is not just looking at the present. Together with the present, he is also looking at the future, speaking to the mothers. What are all those who were in your gathering at the beginning doing? Why was the gathering created? Those who are staying within the gathering, together with looking after the yajna, are you also looking after yourself? Those who can look after themselves can also look after the yajna. Those who cannot look after themselves cannot look after the yajna. It is not clear to you what your gathering has to do, and so, when it is convenient, you must call your companions. When you call Bap Dada, he will come. It doesn't take Bap Dada long to come. Did you look after your group? There is the Pandav group, the Shakti group, and this is the service group. But what is the state of the group of Pandavs and the group of mothers? You will be able to look after them by coming close to your main center. This group has to perform its duty. Remind them of their duty. This is the duty until the end. It is not just for 8 days. That is the result of the gathering. The result of the bhati that you were given is also the result of the gathering. You were told that there is a lack of 25% in all four powers being equal. Acha. You can't tell what would happen if you were to pass with honor. All of you would come close, that is, pass. At present, you have just created the sound. You haven't issued a challenge. You were given a yukti for this, so that all four would be equal. Sometimes there is a speciality of one power, and sometimes the speciality of another power. But when you do service with all the four powers being equal, you will be able to challenge everyone. There is also a reason why you aren't able to issue a challenge. Baba is not talking of the gathering. There is the total sound created. But there hasn't been the challenge issued. You have just spread the sound. You haven't yet woken up those who are sleeping. You have just made them turn over in bed. What is the reason why you are not able to issue a challenge? Speak. You will be able to issue a challenge when you do not accept anything. What happens at present? You accept many things, whether physical or subtle. When you do not accept any thoughts, you will then be able to issue a challenge. At present, it is mixed. And therefore, the result is also mixed. The result that is fixed from the previous kalpa has not yet been attained. You know what is fixed, but at present, it is mixed. Do you understand? Do not even accept the consciousness of I. I am this, I am serviceable, I am a Maharathi, I am doing this, I have done this. Remove the consciousness of I from all this and let there be the word Baba, Baba. Only then will you be able to issue a challenge. Only the Supreme Soul has supreme power. whereas souls have power according to their capacity. So you will receive supreme power when you say Baba, and you will receive supreme power according to your capacity when you say I. This is why the result is also according to your capacity. Now, the language has to be changed. The Sakar form showed you everything by doing it practically. Did he ever say, I am making this work? Did he ever say, I conducted the Muli very well? I did this service? I gave a touching to the children? Did he ever say this? So, you have to finish accepting in this way too. This is known as fulfilling the promise you have made. You sing a song, we will die for you. Do you remember it? What is known as dying for someone? To finish the consciousness of I means to die for someone. If you do not accept anything, then you can issue a challenge. In everything, there should be no defamation or praise, no consciousness of mine or yours. When you do not accept anything, then you will be able to issue a challenge. But all of you have a thought in your mind later. As soon as the thought is created in your mind, it reaches there. That is, it reaches Baba. Why it first reaches there is also a deep puzzle. Whatever thoughts you create in your mind enter your mind later, but they are revealed to Bab Dada before that, because when you become perfect, everything that is fixed in the drama is clearly visible. This is why Baba sees clearly in advance. Repeat. This is why Baba sees clearly in advance whatever is fixed in the drama. This is why Baba speaks to you in advance, before seeing your future. It is as though it has reached Baba in advance. Then when you play a part, Bab Dada also plays a part. You play a part of having a heart-to-heart conversation, and Bab Dada plays the part of listening to you. Do you understand? Even if someone cannot recognize a self as he really is, Bab Dada can know him. So now, when you make these four powers equal, then you will become equal to the Father as he was in the corporeal form. The more you make your sanskars equal to that of the Father, the closer you will come. Which sanskars? The sanskars of the sakar form. You must remain beyond and have the vision of a detached observer. These were the qualifications of the perfect stage of the sakar form. You have to make your sanskars equal to these. With these virtues, you will be able to conquer everyone's heart. Those who conquer everyone's heart at the confluence age will become the world emperors in the future. All are included in the world. So you have to sow the seed here and receive the fruit there. Acha. Om Shanti.